Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This is Football Social Daily.
Hello, I'm Jim, and welcome to the Football Social Daily Shots, your quick afternoon update on the day's news from the Premier League. On this episode, we're going to be looking at a potential change of ownership at Manchester United after news broke of 69-year-old British billionaire Sir Jim Ratcliffe's interest in buying the football club. Manchester United are currently bottom of the Premier League, and criticism of the Glazer family is growing day by day. And so the timing of this news is pretty good. It's reported that the Glazer family are willing to sell a minority stake in the club, and Jim Ratcliffe is interested in that, but also a spokesperson for the billionaire did tell the Times that should the opportunity arise, Jim was definitely a potential buyer. To get the lowdown and crunch the numbers on this, I've been speaking to football accountant, fan and host of the Brilliant Price of Football podcast, Kieran Maguire.
Another quiet day in football.
Aren't they all? Particularly around Manchester United. Yeah. And there's rumours flying around at the moment concerning this potential takeover, or certainly part takeover or part ownership of Manchester United from the British billionaire Sir Jim Ratcliffe. Some United fans heralding this as the beginning of the end of the Glazers' era at Manchester United. Are they counting their chickens a little bit too early here?
Well, a bit like Freddy Krueger in the Nightmare on Elm Street films, rumours of the Glazers' demise, I think, are perhaps a little overstated at present. The share price has underperformed over the course of the last decade. You can now buy Manchester United share for less than the Glazers listed it in August 2012. So that's not been very successful. Clearly, results on the pitch have not met the expectations of fans. I suspect they've not met the expectations of the Manchester United's owners and boards as well. So whether that's enough to persuade the Glazers to sell is a separate issue. They are firmly of the belief that Manchester United is one of the leading brands in world sport, and I think they're correct in that. And then it's undervalued by the market. Markets tend to be forward-looking, and I think they see a significant cost, both in terms of infrastructure, but also in terms of recruitment and retention of talent, in order for Manchester United to be competing for trophies once again.
Even with that underperformance, though, the Glazers aren't going to be in any huge rush to sell up and move out, are they? They still do pretty well out of the football club as it stands.
The Glazers have done extremely well out of Manchester United. You know, people will rightly point to the £22 million a year in dividends that the club pays, of which the vast majority of that does go to the Glazer family. On top of that, some of the Glazer family did sell shares in Manchester United as recently as, I think, as last November, and they made around about $150, $160 million out of the process. So they've seen that Manchester United's value since they acquired the club in 2005 has increased significantly. They also would try to extract top dollar from whoever comes in, whether that's Sir Jim Ratcliffe or another interested party, because it is a unique asset. It is an amazing football club in terms of its following. And whilst the shares collectively at present are valued by the market at as around about £1.8 billion, I think we'd have to go far more than double that in order to persuade the Glazers to sell up.
There's two slightly separate things here. There's the part ownership, which is what appears to be on the table. Jim Ratcliffe has obviously expressed an interest in full ownership of the club, but there's no suggestion that the Glazers are happy to go down that route yet. But What would a potential takeover deal look like from Jim Ratcliffe or anyone else? Would the expectation be that a buyer would pay off the £600 million in debt and then look to pay a whatever value the club has on it as well? So we're talking quite large sums of money here.
Well, I think in any takeover, in any mergers and acquisitions deal, there's what's known as a change of control clause from all senior lenders, which means that if the ownership of the company changes, then the banks reserve the right to be paid off at that point in time. So we could see a change in the structure. The debt of Manchester United, whilst not pleasant, you know, clearly having paid out over £800 million in interest on those loans since the acquisition by the Glazer family, that's money which could have been spent elsewhere, would be the argument by the Glazers' critics. Manchester United's debt is certainly relatively easy to deal with because they've got interest-only loans. They're probably only paying around about, you know, £25 to £30 million a year in interest. And for a business that generates over £600 million, that's not a prime concern. That's a couple of players' wages. I think the structure would, if it's somebody like Sir Jim Ratcliffe, he would probably say, well, we don't need the debt. I'm quite happy to take over and purely fund the club through an equity vehicle. I think he would then, we got to take into account he's 69, so he's not old, but he's not young either. I think he would want to see the club progress both on and off the pitch as quickly as possible. And for that to be the case, even if he is a minority stake, I think he would want to be involved in decision making. He has been extremely successful in all elements of his businesses to date. And therefore, I think he would want to bring some of that drive, that quality of decision making to Manchester United.
What are the potential blockers here? What are the things that stand in the way between a potential deal happening?
I think there's two things. First of all, there's stubbornness on behalf of the Glazer family. The fact that we've seen protests come and go over the 17-year period of their ownership of the club, and they've never shown any inclination before to give away control. You know, issuing shares or selling shares is one thing. It generates cash for the club. Possibly, it certainly could generate cash for the Glazer family. But they think that they are the right people for the club. So I think it would be... That would be one issue. The second issue, ultimately, it comes down to price. It doesn't matter what possessions you have. If somebody offers you enough money, then you're going to consider what they're offering. Now, Jim Ratcliffe, you know, previously went on record as saying, I think his words were, there's a mug out there that's willing to pay £2.5 billion for a football club, and that mug's not me. Now, that was only a few years ago. He does appear to have changed that part of his viewpoint of the game. But yeah, the fact that he ended up going to France to invest at a far, far lower price might indicate that he still feels that the UK market is overvalued. And that certainly was the case until he started to express an interest in Chelsea. Though for all we know, that could have been a Trojan horse. And you know, given that he's a lad from Failsworth in Oldham, he used to watch Manchester United at Old Trafford when he was a kid. It could be that he was simply just throwing his hat into the ring to say, well, I've perhaps reconsidered spending a lot of money in a football club, and Manchester United would be the logical choice for him.
Finally, Kieran, if this does all go through and Jim Ratcliffe ends up the new owner of Manchester United, what kind of owner are we looking at? Are we looking at a sugar daddy in a City or Newcastle form, or is it slightly lower down the ladder than that?
He certainly has the resources equal to those of Roman Abramovich, for example, in terms of what happened at Chelsea. Spending money isn't actually the issue when it comes to Manchester United. If you take a look at the numbers, you know, and that's all I do. I know nothing about football, but I can add up. That's sort of that's my one talent in life. The Glazers have spent over £1.5 billion, or rather, they've not spent themselves. They've given Manchester United a budget which has allowed Manchester United to spend over £1.5 billion since 2013, since Sir Alex Ferguson retired. So it's not a quantitative issue. It's the quality of the spending, and it's the quality of the decision-making that you have to look at and say, well, that's generated a poor return. If you take a look at the sales of players since Sir Alex retired, Manchester United have sold players for around about £350 million. That compares to £850 million for Chelsea. And we always associate Chelsea with profligacy when it comes to spending, but actually Chelsea are very good at generating money. So that poor return in terms of getting money back in, I think is something that Sir Jim would address. I think he would be more towards the Abramovich-Mansour PIF position of being able to spend when it comes to the club, as opposed to the likes of FSG at Liverpool and the Glazers at Manchester United. But then if you take a look at FSG at Liverpool, they have been spectacularly successful. They have bought well, and it does show that it's not necessarily the extent of the money that's been spent. It's making the right decisions by the right people.
We'll keep you up to date with everything that goes on with that potential takeover at Manchester United on Football Social Daily. And the team will be back tomorrow morning with a full podcast. Make sure you're subscribed to and following this show so you're notified as soon as that is available. But that's it for today's Football Social Daily Shots.